Revelation 11. And there was given to me a reed like a staff, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship in it, and the court which is without the temple, cast out, and measure it not, because it has been given up to the nations, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lamps which stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone wills to injure them, fire goes out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wills to injure them, thus must he be killed. These have power to shut the heaven, that no rain may fall during the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth as often as they will with every plague. And when they shall have completed their testimony, the beast who comes up out of the abyss shall make war with them, and shall conquer them, and shall kill them. And their body shall be on the street of the great city, which is called spiritually Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. And men of the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations see their body 3 days and a half, and they do not suffer their bodies to be put into a sepulcher. And they that dwell upon the earth rejoice over them, and are full of delight, and shall send gifts one to another, because these, the two prophets, tormented them that dwell upon the earth. And after the 3 days and a half the Spirit of life from God came into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon those beholding them. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they went up to the heaven in the cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And in that hour was a great earthquake, and the tenth of the city fell, and 7,000 names of men were slain in the earthquake, and the remnant were filled with fear, and gave glory to the God of the heaven. The second woe has passed. Behold, the third woe comes quickly. And the seventh angel sounded his trumpet. And there were great voices in the heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world of our Lord and of his Christ is come, and he shall reign to the ages of ages. And the 24 elders, who sit on their thrones before God, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, Lord God Almighty, he who is and who was, that thou hast taken thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations have been full of wrath, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead to be judged, and to give the recompense to thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to those who fear thy name, small and great, and to destroy those that destroy the earth. And the temple of God in the heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple, and there were lightnings, and voices, and thunders, and an earthquake, and great hail.